2015 NFL Draft, now officially 1 week away, and it seems like we've been doing draft prep for the last 6 months. It's only been about 6 weeks. Hi, everyone. Back here with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks for joining us. Time to spend the next few minutes looking at the interior defensive linemen. And goodness, there are sure a lot of good ones this year, Phil.
Yeah, this might be the best position group in the entire draft. When you're talking about Leonard Williams, might be the best player coming out of this draft. Not going to be the number one pick because he's not a quarterback, but you're talking about an excellent athletic guy. And then you're talking about another potential top 10 pick in Danny Shelton. And then there may be as many as five or six guys taken in the first round overall, all from this position group.
Yeah, well, one of them maybe slipped to 28. Who knows? We'll see. Top of the class. Let's meet him. We start with Jordan Phillips from Oklahoma. Mace, he said his back is fine, 100%, ready to go. Don't worry about that. 6'5 and 330. He compared himself to a guy a lot of Broncos fans know, Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, and it's interesting with the back. You know, that was one of two questions about him going into last season. The other is his abilities as a pass rusher. I think he steps right into whatever team drafts him as an above-average run defender right from the get-go. If he adds a couple of pass rush moves, he can be a complete D-tackle.
He said his approach will be, keep me in, coach. He wants to stay in on third down.
I feel like I'm a great pass rusher. I can do a lot of things. I push the pocket well. I can also beat you off the edge.
Next up is Eric Armstead out of Oregon. Macy's 6'7", but not even 300 pounds, but he did play all the way across the line.
Right, and if he adds a little bit of weight, and I think his frame can handle that, you know, certainly he can play some nose tackle if he's in a 3-4 type scheme, but primarily he's a 3-4 end, very good pass rusher, but what's curious about him is a lot of those pass rushes, you know, didn't result in sacks, not a very high sack rate, so he's got to figure out how to finish a little better, but has all the physical tools.
He does have all those physical tools. He also said he can be coached and has plenty to improve.
I feel I'm the best defensive lineman in this draft. I think I have a unique skill set. I'm a versatile defensive lineman who've done a lot of things at Oregon, moving all across the line. I think I have, like I said, a unique skill set that with coaching that can develop a lot more and turn myself into one of the best defensive linemen in the league.
Next up is Malcolm Brown from Texas, 6'2", 320, can play anywhere. Not a single player, Andrew, from the University of Texas was drafted in 2014. That'll change this year. He could go in the top 15.
Yeah, that'll change him. You look at him, he's actually a very good fit if the Broncos decided to go for a nose tackle in the first round because, you know, he's not that big, 340, 350-pound gap clogger. He's actually very light on his feet. Also a very mature guy. He's going to be very coachable.
Exactly, very mature because he has a wife and children and admits because of them, that's how he makes a lot of his decisions.
It just gives me more motives. I'm just not playing for myself anymore. You know, I'm playing to support a whole family, so I can't just think about myself when I make decisions. And then I just can't be like, oh, you don't need to go to the heart display, you know. But then you got to think about my daughters and my wife not being supported or something. So I just give my all.
Moving on, we get to Washington's Danny Shelton. 6'2", right around 340. Andrew, Shelton is thick. He threw up 34 reps on the bench at the combine. This guy's huge.
Thick, strong, and productive. You know, you look at him and you say, okay, can he get into the backfield or is he just a gap clogger? But 9 sacks, 16 and a half tackles for losses last year at the University of Washington shows that he can make plays. He's agile, quick, can move. Very impressive.
He's big. Don't think that doesn't mean he does not have any endurance. He said at the combine, he can go all day.
The Pac-12 conference, you know, there's 9 out of 12 teams who are running up-tempo. And so it's a demand, you know, it's a demand for our defense to be able to compete, you know, and be able to stay out on the field. And so I challenge myself every day to practicing, you know, practice, you know, running to the ball every day. You know, practice stripping the ball, working on turnovers, and it's just a mindset that we have at the University of Washington to be prepared.
And finally, USC's Leonard Williams, Andrew, at 6'5", 302. He likes to move around, ran a sub-5.40, and will be a top-5 pick.
Yeah, and you have that sub-5.40 like you mentioned, and he's quick and agile enough to even play outside all the way of the 7 technique if he has to in a 4-3. You know, scheme independent, you can use him in a 3-4, 4-3, whatever you want. You can use him all across the line. That's why he is, in my opinion, the best player in this draft, even though he's not going to be the number one pick.
and maybe the best answer out of everyone when asked, do you play in a 3-4 or a 4-3? Cliche question, but Williams actually gave an answer.
I was saying a 3-4. I would love to play a 4 technique, like head up on the tackle. And then in a 4-3, you know, it depends on how my body changes from here on, but probably 3 technique would be best, or a 5 technique.
There you go, the top 5 interior defensive linemen in this year's draft, and they may all be gone by the time the Broncos get to 28th, but if not, hey, maybe the Broncos go for it. We'll see. 1 week away from the NFL draft. For Andrew and Phil, I'm Chris.